112 Rocky Mountain elk from Colorado and Nebraska were released onto 5 sites along the Buffalo National River in Arkansas in the early 1980s. In charge was the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission in cooperation with certain Newton County residents. Native Eastern elk, a smaller subspecies, had been hunted to extinction in Arkansas by 1840. By 2001, a strategic elk management plan had been developed by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, the National Park Service, and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. No public input was included. The plan was intended to be evaluated and updated on a 5-year cycle. The herd has grown to around 400 and have become a major tourist draw. Game hunters have legally harvested over 300 elk to date. But elk pose certain challenges. Weighing up to 800 pounds, some crash through farm fences to browse on private pasture, particularly in Searcy County. And elk watching along roadways, especially in Boxley Valley, create traffic hazards. Corey Gray is elk program director for the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission.
We finished up our helicopter surveys for the whole elk range. We counted 436 animals. And we have been conducting aerial surveys since 1991, so we have noticed in Boxley, when we started, we were counting zero elk, and now we're counting close to 200 elk. So it's been a steady, slow increase of the population. And then when you look at that increase, it's actually been more than just recruitment of the young. We've actually having some migration into Boxley from animals, and once they get there, they do not leave. Boxley Valley is an ideal elk habitat with that open field system. If you could draw elk habitat, that's what you would draw.
Several years ago, Arkansas Game and Fish established a strategic elk management citizen advisory group made up of farmers, hunters, landowners, and other stakeholders to work with its elk management committee, made up of biologists and elk experts. The agency also hosted 5 public meetings with a goal to update its 2001 elk management plan.
We started developing a Boxley Valley management plan, and we had 2 components to the plan. One would have been the tourism, and the other component would be the animals. So it had a 2-prong approach to the plan. We had public meetings. We developed a Boxley Valley tourism working group, made up of the Arkansas Highway Department, Parks and Tourism. We had local involvement, Buffalo National River, the Elk Foundation. We had several partners there. And we started sketching together some actions and strategies on what would benefit visitors to Boxley Valley in regards to viewing the elk.
Corey Gray said the advisory group assessed traffic issues, elk viewing area needs, and nuisance elk damage to private property. And for the first time, harvesting of nuisance elk by locals, formerly prohibited, is allowed.
In December, starting last year, a lot of private landowners now have the ability to harvest these animals, and they can hunt them. And so that's helped. We've really liberalized the private land elk harvest. And we actually have private land elk hunting in 5 counties now where it used not to be.
Poaching continues to be a problem because cows, unlike white-tailed deer, Gray says, produce only 1 calf per season.
You know, officers called an individual not very long ago that he poached a bull and he had the antlers at his house and different things. But we also believe that we may have some poaching in late summer of the calves. And that's strictly because it'd be so much easier if you and I were going to go out and poach an elk. We would not be able to load a 400 to 600 pound cow or a 600 to 800 pound bull, but we could load a 100 pound calf. So we believe that we may have some poaching of elk calves in late summer. It's just because people can load them in their truck and take them home.
A healthy recruitment describes calves that have reached 6 months of age, on average, counting 40 calves per 100 cows. In the Ozarks, that number hovers in the low 30s, Gray says. So poaching may be culprit, but along with herd management, it's also time to tackle elk ecological impact.
And so then we talked with the Park Service, the National Park Service, and one thing that came up was any new action on federal property, you have to go through this NEPA process. And since we have never managed elk in Boxley Valley, that has always been a preserved area that for elk viewing, then that triggers this NEPA process. And so that's where we're at now. We've met with the park. We met with several of their local individuals, the superintendent, but we also met with some people out of the regional office, their district office, I guess you'd call it, and came to Harrison. We had a meeting with them, and we started this process of gathering public input on elk management in the along the river. We did not want to just exclude it to Boxley. We wanted comments and input along the whole river.
The sound of a Rocky Mountain elk bugling at dawn. NEPA, by the way, is the National Environmental Policy Act. The environmental assessment will evaluate potential impacts to the natural, cultural, and human environment from management activities. The purpose will be to ensure long-term protection of park resources and to continue to minimize negative impacts from elk to private lands, as well as quality viewing opportunities and education to park visitors. Barbara Wilson is Chief of Fire and Natural Resources at the National Park Service for the Buffalo National River, based in Harrison.
We had some internal scoping, which are just a series of meetings to try and figure out what it is we really want to do. And during those internal meetings, we determined that we would like to actually have a management plan for the elk across the park, not just Boxley Valley, because we do have some other growing areas of concern about the elk. They do tend to hang on the park or just outside the park. So it isn't, while Boxley Valley is kind of a microcosm there, we do have other issues. So we've started this management planning effort, and the federal process is to go through public review of the idea of what we want to do, which is what the public scoping is about right now.
Public comments must be received by May 4th. The Park Service will then meet with Arkansas Game and Fish Commission to look over comments and come up with alternatives on elk management, including a draft environmental assessment and any impact.
If we can determine what the impact is, then we look at, can we mitigate or do away with the impact? If we can't mitigate or do away with the impact, we move from an environmental assessment to an environmental impact statement.
Barbara Wilson believes no EIS, however, will be required. The environmental assessment will be available for public view in the fall of 2011. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froehlich.